Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2008. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends of interest to the geospatial community. This is Adina Schutzberg, and I'm joined by my colleague, Joe Francica. This week, we explore some apparent mixed messages. Even as purveyors of maps and map stores are shutting down, warnings about using satellite navigation systems without paper maps are rising. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Now, we sort of got to this topic because of a couple of news stories that have popped up over the last couple of weeks. And the most recent one about the demise of the paper map comes from the California State Automobile Association, and that's the local affiliate of the AAA, the American Automobile Association, which is renowned for its provision of paper maps and triptychs. That's how they sort of made their name many years ago, and my family was certainly a member as I was growing up. Well, it turns out that the California State Automobile Association, CSAA, is going to be shutting down its local map making. And it's doing that because in 2007, demand for paper maps dropped 13%. Now, those maps will still be available, but they can be produced by the national organization as opposed to folks in California. I was amazed when I went back to the original story in the local paper in San Francisco that there were 87 comments to the story. This is clearly something that sparked people's interest. Now, on the other side of the coin are a series of stories about issues that are raised when people depend on satellite navigation systems as opposed to paper maps. And beyond the just sort of silly of people following directions that, you know, make no sense, like drive into a river, are some real serious issues. And we're getting warnings. For instance, this week, quoting The Age now, says, police are now urging motorists to take maps instead of blindly following instructions from a GPS. What they're finding is that in rural areas especially, people are ending up on roads that are really not appropriate for their vehicles. And similarly, a couple of weeks ago, the Scottish Ambulance Service, a memo was leaked from that service talking about their new GPS systems that are now in 460 vehicles, and they make some very specific statements about how to use them, and I'm quoting, "The system will guide you through the main route, which is not necessarily the most direct or quickest possible. The system is most effective once you are in close proximity to the address and is an aid to finding the correct location. And finally, a map route should always be used and should be available." So basically what they're saying is use your paper maps, use your ordnance survey maps, and use your local knowledge, not necessarily instead of, but in conjunction with these navigation systems. So clearly we've got some mixed messages happening. So what's going on?
When I read the story about the California State Automobile Association and the decrease in the 13% of the use of paper maps, I actually thought there'd be a greater loss of the use of the paper maps. I thought more people would be using the personal nav devices. So in a sense, it wasn't surprising. But there's a real issue here of what's convenient. The use of the personal nav device is really becoming to be a convenience for people. There is a reliance now on those devices. The convenience factor goes right to the issue that you don't want to be fumbling for the paper maps every time you want to find a direction. So it's not surprising that these services are going to be shut down. I don't think paper maps are going to go away, but the fact is that people find the use of the sat nav devices more convenient. Now, in the terms of the ambulance services, that's a different issue. You know, it's kind of like, it's still a convenience issue, but having those paper maps are a need in a backup. It's kind of like a pilot when he goes on the plane and he's carrying his satchel full of
paper maps.
Never get, huh?
Paper maps.
Yeah, paper maps. The navigation maps.
Yeah, we should actually just be complete. So we noted that 13% drop in demand for paper maps, but the online triptych travel planner has seen double-digit growth, not an online service. I think there's some other parts to this that are really interesting. Having, you know, I grew up as a AAA member family, and when we would take our trips for vacations, we'd get all the maps and the triptychs, and I remember laying them out on the kitchen table and looking at the highlight that somebody had drawn on the map of how we were going to get to the campground in Vermont. And there's that whole element of planning. And you know, if you're a kid and you're, you know, it's sort of that whole fantasy of, oh, we're going to take this big trip and we're going to go to these places that I've never been before. Well, your point about convenience is well taken, because the whole idea behind a GPS system potentially is that you don't have to think about where you're going until you're sitting in the car programming the address in. And that takes away, I think, from the whole big picture of where we're going.
Yeah, but so much of that planning aspect right now with AAA, you can do online. And so it's almost become a richer experience if you want to see the places where you're going. I mean, this is the whole idea behind what, you know, Microsoft is doing with the virtual Earth. I mean, you want to explore the places before you get there. And you want to have that sense of familiarity with the place before you drive those streets. When you get into rendering the maps in 3D and coming into a 3D virtual world, there's a degree of anticipation that you want to know what's coming. And in particular, it's really important as we use the personal nav devices in anticipating curves. I think we had brought this up on a podcast before, which is you almost look at that navigation device in your car as a way to anticipate what's coming around the bend, especially if you're driving at night. A paper map isn't going to do that for you, and you certainly don't want to be fumbling with the paper map at night.
I'm completely with you, and I think we need to address this issue of scale. One of the challenges with nav devices, and I would argue with these virtual world explorations that we do online, is that they tend to be very large scale, that is covering a very small area, right? The next turn, as you just put it. That kind of information is very valuable, you know, at that moment in the car. But if you don't have that big picture, then you can get into trouble. So let me just give you an example. I was driving last week through New York, and I had printed out all of my directions from online services, and they were terrific. And because of the large area that I was covering, I was traveling some, 800 miles or so, I spent a lot of time looking at the series of states I was going through between Massachusetts and New York and Vermont and New Hampshire and so forth. And I noted that I was driving through the Adirondack Park. And that can be a valuable piece of information, especially since sometimes in those parks there are limited services like gas. The roads may be a little different than the roads than the roads outside the park. That's the kind of information that I think that it's valuable to have before you're taking one of these trips that you may not necessarily get if you're at that very large scale.
I don't disagree that's a part of it. I disagree that seeing that larger scale is important. But I'll give you another example. So next week I'm going out of town on a camping trip, and I looked at the area with Google Maps. I wanted that satellite perspective. I wanted the route, and I wanted to see the route, because at one point on the route I'm deviating from an interstate highway onto local roads, and I wanted to see what the terrain was going to be like. That's not something the paper maps are going to do for you. In fact, when you go, of course, to the three-dimensional view, you're going to see the terrain quite spectacularly. I'll argue that people are going to find a mix between the paper and the online experience. You got it for directions. You saw the big picture. You had the directions in your hand while you're driving. I will do the same. But on an hour-to-hour, a minute-to-minute basis, I want that nav device in my car. For the very fact that I don't know what it could be anticipated in terms of detours or, you know, weather events or whatever that would come up. In fact, I'll just raise that also in terms of weather, because I do think we're going to see weather, real-time weather, integrated into the sat-nav systems. And I do want to see that. I do want to be able to replan my route based on other factors that I may not anticipate.
So how is it that we're going to educate the users of these different kinds of tools, the paper maps and the satellite navigation devices, to get them thinking about the kinds of things they need to be aware of as they use these out in the real world, because clearly there are problems.
It's going to be a means of integrating the two into your normal work style. But I think on a day-to-day basis, there's going to be fewer paper maps in use just because of the reliance factor. And you could argue one way or the other whether you think you're putting all your marbles into the GPS basket. But the fact is that the navigation devices will get better. We're going to see more real-time updates to the map because I think more of the navigation aspect is going to be moving to phones, and that map server service will have the availability to update those maps. And that's the other thing that the article mentioned, was that when the map is printed, it's already obsolete. So the ability to have updated real-time information, you'll just become more and more reliant on it.
Yeah, and that's still rather scary, that we're going to become that much more reliant, even as we sort of, potentially the next generation is going to poo-poo the whole concept of a paper map. And that's scary, and I guess I want to end on unfortunately a sad note. One of the mentions in that San Francisco Chronicle article, and this is a comment by Stuart Allen, who's the founder of Allen Cartography in Medford, Oregon. It says, I'm quoting the article here, Stuart Allen said, people are gaining clear directions but sacrificing information that lets a user see the whole picture. He cites the example of James Kim, the Bay Area journalist who became marooned in an Oregon mountain and died in 2006 after following online travel directions that led him to a little-used forest road. And that's really what we're having to deal with here, and this was an online travel directions that potentially led him astray. So there's really a whole set of issues here, and so much of this comes back to the responsibility of that end user to use the right sources for the kind of situation they're going to be in, and then to make some smart decisions. That's all the time we have today. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like to let you know that Cynthia Brewer's latest book, Designed Maps, a source book for GIS users, features new design examples that cartographers and GIS users can follow to create beautiful and well-designed maps. You can visit www.esri.com/ESRI Press to find out more about this book and other new ESRI Press titles. You can also find more information at www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you'd like to email us, you can contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to tell a friend.